This is the Will Podcast.
Hi guys, welcome back to The Will. Today's podcast is brought to you by Cooper Brothers Clothing, the ultimate gentleman's store. They specialise in tailored suits, ties, bow ties, and offer the ultimate gentleman's experience with their combined barbershop. To visit their store, head to the Castle Hill Towers Mall, located on level 2. For a limited time only, Cooper Brothers are offering 20% off all online and in-store purchases. Online code is The Will, and in store, if you mention the podcast, you will receive a 20% off discount. Today is the fourth podcast for The Will. The topic today is the NBA, and fortunately for me, I have the help of two friends. I have Will Key and the hyphenated Davi. How are we, gentlemen?
Good.
Just got his own intro music. So today will be about the NBA, so we've broken it down into particular subtopics. So firstly, we will discuss the quick season review, so one each, a highlight and a disappointment of the season. Then we'll recap the recent 2018 draft. We'll talk about the free agency, who's going where, and what players are most likely to sign. Then we will do Shoot Your Shot. So today's Shoot Your Shot is each panel will pick their own All-NBA teams and explain their picks, and we'll go over the original teams as well. Then we've got a new segment, which is One Gotta Go. So for that segment, I haven't actually told the boys what the segment is, but I'll give it to them and they can give me the answer on the fly. And then we have Roundup. So for today's Roundup, the question is, who is the GOAT and why? So, lads, how are we doing in general?
Yeah, same
good,
old.
Good.
Monday.
Excited.
We're excited to be in the podcast.
Very bit excited. Slow of no basketball now, though. So we'll be happy, you know, if we're a Golden State fan. So
it doesn't matter even if you jumped on in the right last minute.
Like, jumped on in the last 3 years.
Like, that's all good, like, you know.
So just quick recap. Will is a Memphis Grizzly fan. I myself am a Laker fan, and Darby was a Laker fan, but he's a Golden State fan now.
Free agent, at the moment.
LeBron does that too.
So he left the Laker Nation when we were struggling, and he's gone over to the better team in California.
but if Kawhi comes back, you know,
you jump back.
You're dreaming, you know.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Put in as a trade application.
We'll talk about that in our free agency talk.
We'll see what happens by the next podcast.
Oh, mate. So we'll crack into the season reviews. I've asked each members of the panel to give me a highlight and a disappointment of the season and just explain their reason. So Will, we'll start with you. What was your highlight for the season?
So me being a Grizz fan, there wasn't many highlights because we only won 22 games. But we did get off to a good start before we got injured. And one of our first games of the season was against Golden State.
Oh.
And we just frustrated them so much. We got Curry and KD kicked out the same game.
Was that against Memphis? When they both got ejected?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Curry and his habit of
tossing
mouth guards. I think the V likes that.
I love that.
You love a mouth guard?
I love the fact that they raw and authentic. Like, they don't play like the new, like, you know, how everyone else watches to get a technical and things like that. I love Kevin Durant getting technical.
He got the most technicals all year out of any player.
That's the old school mentality.
Yeah. I don't think he's like that. I think he embraced being the villain.
Yeah, once
this year.
Last
year.
But even his interviews, he just says what he wants.
Now he does. Because he's got Draymond to
kind of back him up. I don't think he did it as much as at OKC.
In OKC, he didn't.
Yeah.
No. Even though he had Russ. Russ is probably the most outspoken out of all of them.
But I think the chemistry was different. Yeah. I think we just never saw it.
I think this year they just embraced being the villain.
Yeah.
And they did it well.
I love that about Kevin Durant. And Steph, like, even in the finals when he threw that thing off, had no problems with it.
Mm.
It's like when you're with Kobe. You live by the shot, you die by the shot.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with these guys, you know? Like, and that's the thing I like about him. So
is that your highlight or your highlight?
No, I haven't even got to my highlight. I'm waiting for him because he was talking about the Memphis and the
Green Ground. We back, baby.
So your highlight is Memphis against Golden State.
Yeah,
really? That was your highlight? Because normally by the playoffs you swap to LeBron. So I thought that would have been.
Oh, no, you don't. We're taking shots early.
Already?
I thought normally it's Memphis until the end of the season.
Let me go
to LeBron real quick.
It's Memphis all the way.
Oh.
But my generational favorite player is LeBron.
Oh,
okay.
Cool.
So we moved from that highlight. So my highlight was the rookie class. So obviously we had the red shirt rookie Ben Simmons, Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum,
Ben
Kyle
Simmons
Kuzma. Apparently.
Okay.
Ask Donovan Mitchell, say something. So yeah, my favorite was the my highlight was the rookie class and how good they were. So I've said previously, I think it was the best rookie class since 03, since LeBron and them. So that was my highlight for this year. Davi, what was your highlight for this year?
Golden State winning it, like a clean sweep.
Yep.
That like straight up, that was I wanted that sweep.
I think a lot of people did. I wanted it.
Like no, I just didn't want them to win it. I wanted that sweep.
Yeah.
Like it had to be known. You know what I mean? Like we.
If I hear you say we and Golden State,
I'm always we, man. Like I'm slapping even like. no, but I think like it was great that they got it. Like I always wanted Clay to get his, like I'm a big Clay Thompson fan.
Yeah.
Right. And Steph getting his third. I think that was really good, especially after how hard they got done by with that year when they kind of lost to the Cavs.
Kinda or did lose?
No. I mean, we all know. Look.
No, I said so in the last NBA podcast. I say Draymond doesn't get suspended for Game 5.
100%.
They win.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time, I'm going to come out and say this, like, and it's like Draymond, if he was there in Game 5, yes. But at the same time, I'm going to say if Chris Paul was there in the last two games, just one of those two games against the Rockets,
they lose.
I think they would have gone to the final. Like, Rockets would have.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, he just needed that one. So we at the same time acknowledge that as well. You know what I mean? Like, that anything could have happened in those two games if he was available just for one of those two games or whatever.
Yeah.
I think Houston was there.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on to disappointments. Will, what was your disappointment for this year?
The finals. So it was the V's highlight.
Yeah.
Was
the sweep?
Yeah, the sweep.
Is it because you don't want me to be happy?
Yeah, that's number one. I like my, like, especially coming off two Game 7s, Western Conference and Eastern Conference Game 7s, I wanted to see a really competitive finals.
Yeah, it was.
It was closer than you see the sweep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Game 1 especially. If they get that game one, you know, maybe it goes to six, maybe.
I was shocked with how game one was going. I'll be honest, like, I thought it was done. I mean,
it should have been done.
I thought it was done. I mean, to miss that free, like, J.R. Smith was one thing, but I thought that free throw, like, to miss that free throw, I mean.
Yeah, but everyone's forgetting the court that got changed as well.
Yeah.
That shouldn't happen.
I thought that was legit.
I just thought the timing of it was bad. I think the call was right.
I was actually very surprised that for once something went against LeBron. Like,
Well, I think honestly, that's what everyone was supposed to
say. Years or whatever, everything goes for him. And it was the first time I was like, wow, this thing has changed. I felt like the refereeing and the officiating had changed after
that
LeBron
court.
Won that title again with the Cavs. I felt like after that, even the 4-1 when Golden State won again, I felt like they were not letting LeBron have anything. Like, even the referees, they were just not letting him get the foul calls that he was getting before.
So, my look on it with the change of the call, I always thought you had to have clear-cut evidence to overturn a call. And that was like a bang-bang play where you couldn't fully overturn the call. So, I thought it should have stayed a blocking.
I mean, a charge, sorry.
I thought it was the right call, but in the timing of it, it shouldn't have been changed. I should have just stuck with it.
Mm.
The call was right. Mm. I think it's a charge. But
the ref was clever enough to actually question it.
Yeah, like that, but I don't think they should have changed it given the aspect of what was going on. So it was game one. The Cavs pretty much win if that call doesn't get changed.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll move on. So my disappointment was the Big Three in OKC.
Yeah.
So that was your one as well?
That was 100%.
So I never expected them to be good, but I didn't think they would be that bad.
I mean, Westbrook got help after all. You know, like, I mean, the year before he didn't get any help. This time he had. And, like, I mean, I don't think it was the Big Three. I consider it as the Big Four because I still think Steven Adams is.
Yeah.
I think
he's better than Miller. I don't care what anyone says. He's better than Miller.
It wasn't that their chemistry was bad. Like, their shooting numbers are real down, really too. It was, like, crazy.
I actually think they've got a decent coach. Like, I don't doubt the coach one bit. I just don't know why they can't get it to work.
I don't doubt the coach, but how do you go and tell Russell Westbrook, stop doing that? You know what I mean? Listen. Like, that's what makes Westbrook.
What he is, yeah. You know what I mean?
He just doesn't listen to anyone.
Because I think in college, he was a more of a ball movement type coach.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then when you get to the NBA and you got the superstar, it's sort of...
Don't listen to anyone.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I was just like, I thought OKC was going to be a bigger threat than
they actually were. Yeah, but they were terrible.
Like, because even in the season, they had a good run against Golden State. I think they beat them a couple of times. So was it 3 out of 4?
Yeah, I think it was 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3, yeah. So I realistically thought that one was, like, if they met Golden State in the playoffs, it would be tough.
Yeah.
The thing about OKC, too, was they're a team with, like, a chip on their shoulder. Yeah. They needed to be motivated for a game.
Yeah.
Whereas,
especially after Westbrook didn't get any help the year before, people were like, well, now you got help. Let's see what happens. You know, because, I mean, even though Carmelo's washed up, I still think he's got something in him.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a quarter in him. He's got half a game in him.
Yeah.
That's all you need sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Was their bench deep enough?
No. Well, they added Patterson. He did nothing. He was rubbish from Toronto. Mm. And then they had...
And he was a disappointment. Yeah. I was high on Patterson.
They had Felton at one point as well on the bench. He was rubbish.
Felton just needs to hit the treadmill.
He's just gone.
Felton is just one guy that's going to bounce around. He's just going to bounce around from team to team.
Who's that, Felton?
Yeah.
I'll be surprised if he's still in the league next year.
I
was extremely disappointed with them. I didn't expect them to... What? They lost to...
Utah. In the first round.
And I mean that...
Against the rookie.
Yeah.
Who pretty much took over the whole team.
Took over the whole game.
Yeah. So that was my disappointment. Obviously, that was Darby's disappointment as well. So we'll move right on to the draft recap. So the draft was last week. So what I'll do is I'll go over the lottery picks, which is the top 14 players. And then we'll kind of just dissect it. And we will talk about who the best pickup was. And then we will talk about our early rookie of the year predictions. So the top 14 picks. So at number one, the first overall pick, Phoenix took DeAndre Ayton from Arizona. Number two, Sacramento, they took Marvin Bagley III from Duke. The third pick was Luka, I think it's Doncic.
Doncic, yeah.
From Slovenia. Number four, Will's team.
You got a pick?
Jaren Jackson Jr. from Michigan State.
Is that like going to take him to the playoffs now?
Ugh,
is that what it is?
Who knows?
Yeah, we're going back to the playoffs.
You need that jersey?
This is our year.
Wow.
The fifth pick was Dallas. They picked Trae Young from Oklahoma, who was eventually traded to Atlanta for Doncic. Number six was Orlando. They picked Mohamed Bamba from Texas. Number seven pick was Chicago. They picked Wendell Carter Jr. from Duke. The eighth pick was Colin Sexton from Alabama. The ninth pick, Kevin Knox from Kentucky. 10th pick was Mikal Bridges from Villanova, who was traded to Phoenix. The 11th pick was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from Kentucky, who was later traded to the Clippers. The 12th pick was who he was traded for, was Miles Bridges from Kentucky. 13th pick was the Clippers also, Jerome Robinson from Boston College. And the last lottery pick was from Denver, Michael Porter Jr. from Missouri. So, Will, who do you think was your best pickup and why?
I think it has to be Michael Porter Jr. at 14.
That was mine as well. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
What?
He's too good.
He was too good to fall that far.
And he fell that deep.
Yeah.
Mm. Given his health is not the greatest, he was my pick as well. That's, at 14.
Yeah, that would be a big, little risk, big reward if he comes through. It might be an Embiid type situation where he sits out a year or
but
two.
That's nothing. They still made the playoffs, so they don't really lose anything.
Yeah, so they don't really need him to contribute straight away.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but then if you put him in the front court with
Denver.
Okay.
So if you put him at the front court with Jokic and Millsap, that's dangerous. Just take Wilson Chandler, obviously comes out, but Wilson Chandler's washed up anyway. So
I just see it as these big 6'10", 6'11" guys, wings that can handle
and
dribble and shoot are just too rare to pass on them.
Yeah, and especially at 14.
But that's becoming mainstream now, right? Giannis, KD, all these guys, and it's like, no longer that height, you need to be in the post.
And a year ago, he was supposed to be number one until he got the injury.
Yeah.
So.
And then he forced to 14th in the year after, which is crazy. But that injury, top pickup.
I mean, if he had to drop that far down, you don't think the injury is in everyone's mind? Like, what was that guy from Portland?
Greg Oden. Or Brandon Roy.
Oden went number one over there.
Yeah, but he went one. At least they kind of waited on this kid and went 14th and let other teams kind of slip on him.
Mm.
I think it's going to be like an Embiid situation where he just has to sit out a bit.
Denver's good. I mean, there's no pressure there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They still made the playoffs without him. So. Oh, they just missed today. They just missed the playoffs.
I think up to the last game or something.
Like New York, their fans were going crazy. They wanted him at number 9.
Yeah.
I was thinking he would be killed in New York if he gets drafted number 9. can't play this year. No Porzingis.
Yeah.
They're already angry and given up on Frank Ntilikina.
Yeah. And he's got talent.
He's very supportive, man. I mean, even Carmelo, whatever it is, like, New York is a pretty rich basketball town, like, as in fans wise.
But if they take him the picks so early and he doesn't play all year, they go to town on him. No, there's 100%. There's no way they let him off that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
already not playing summer league.
Yeah.
But then Philly did that and they were like, okay, well, Ben Simmons, we see potential in him.
Yeah.
You know, because New York, if I was New York and I had him at 9, I'd take him. Because I'd be like, if I know I can get 5-6 years out of him at, like, peak, why not? Yeah,
that's better than
The way I said it was, there was talk that he was going to go at number 4 or in the top top 4 range. There was talk he was going to go number 2 to the Kings.
Mm.
And this was my thought on it. If they pass on him and he becomes a 10-time All-Star, I'll be cool with it. I'll forgive them for it. But if they take him and he gets injured and he misses like 2-3 years, I'll never forgive him.
Yeah. It's a tough one, right? The injury thing, I mean, like it's like Kyrie Irving right now. You don't know. And like, you know,
but it's the back.
Yeah. Interesting.
You know, that's
like Dwight Howard's never been the same since his back, literally.
And it's the same surgery.
Yeah, literally.
Tiger Woods, same surgery.
And even since LA, we've always wanted him to like...
He's done nothing. Yeah. Oh, he was... he was alright this year.
Like, rooted for him to
get... Yeah, he was okay at Charlotte.
Because there's potential.
He was decent at Charlotte. Mm. He was putting up good numbers. So, Davi, who was your... So, that was my best pickup. Who was your best pickup?
Aiden. DeAndre Aiden, I think, at number one. I think wingspan, athletic. You know.
He likes backing down, too, which is rare, in a way.
I think he'll be alright. Like, I
hate
still
Aiden.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I mean... this is draft class. I mean, for me, I think he's the only one that really kind of stands out to me. That I think can make an impact from the get-go.
All right, so we'll go into the next question then. We'll start with you. Is he your early rookie of the year prediction?
I'd play it safe and go with that, yeah.
Yeah?
I'd play it safe.
So I've gone number 8. I've gone Colin Sexton. I think he's a beast.
For caps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If LeBron goes, he starts. He gets the ball 90% of the time, 100%. Who else are they going to give it to?
Yeah, but I mean,
Kyrie
Irving was there without you brought up that point when LeBron wasn't there and Kyrie had that team and he couldn't
do anything, but he still played well.
I mean, played well, but does that count?
Nah, for rookie of the year, I think it can, but not for
expected to win as a rookie of the year. You're expected to just put up numbers.
He's got like the Westbrook attitude with a more developed game, I think.
What's his height?
His height? He's like 6'3", 6'4"?
I think he was 6'1".
Is he?
Yeah.
He's quick. I know he's quick.
Yeah, but 6'1"'s a struggle in the NBA now.
Yeah.
You need to be... Like, the perfect height is about 6'7", 6'8".
The difference between Sexton, him being small, is that his first thing is defense.
Yeah.
So...
And then just play off of that. So that's why I mean he's... Yeah. Like, when Westbrook came in, he was defense first, and then he kind of picked up offense.
Yeah, but Westbrook's a little bit taller, right? He can make his own shots.
And he's got hops. Yeah.
Like, whereas you see... Lillard as well. I mean, like, he was so good throughout the season, and then he just got cleaned out in the playoffs. Exhausted in the playoffs because he's trying to run the whole thing himself. You can't do that in 7 games when someone's just focusing on you. I mean, I'm not expecting him to make it to the playoffs.
I don't.
Never going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, 100%.
But I see what you're saying. Like, I mean, he's got potential.
At eight as well.
I just don't know if there's going to be enough spotlight in Cleveland if LeBron leaves.
Yeah.
Like, because I remember when LeBron left for Miami. No one even knew Cleveland.
Yeah, except Kyrie. I mean, Kyrie made the All-Stars, but like you said, it doesn't really...
Look, Kyrie's always going to be... Because Kyrie's special. Like, I mean, even Australians embrace him.
Yeah.
You know, so we get exposure here regardless. Like, if there's a game on, they'll show. It's like Ben Simmons right now. Like, he could be injured, but they'll still show a Philly game because...
It's Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, who's your earlier rookie of the year prediction?
Marvin Bagley.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's number 2, right?
He was second pick. Yeah.
Yeah,
Sacramento.
I love Bagley.
They just need luck. Like, they've taken so many early players lately, and they just, like, De'Aaron Fox is flopped.
Yeah, so my big board, I had...
Well, he's a Duke product as well, so...
Yeah.
You heard what Coach K said about him.
Right.
He said, like, in his 38 years or something that he's been coaching, he's only had 2 players as good as Marvin Bagley, and he thinks could be in the NBA right now doing their thing, and that was Bagley... And Kyrie Irving, who he only had for 8 games.
Yep.
All right.
So the way I looked at it was, I thought Bagley was the number 1 pick, just because motor. Mm. You know, like, I love guys with like a motor that just go hard the whole game. Like, Aiden, when I watched Aiden play, I think more of it was he was just bigger than everyone.
Yeah.
And it looked like he could have got like 20 rebounds a game, but he just got 11, 12 rebounds a game because he was just a 7-footer playing against a 6'8 guy.
Right, yeah, right.
Whereas when you see Marvin Bagley, he attacks the offensive glass. Yeah. He's catching lobs. He's running the floor as hard as... Like, he's beating everyone down the floor. He's snatching and going himself.
Ah, you're probably right. I mean, like I said, sometimes the number one picks just choke, you know?
Well, I'm not saying Aiden's going to be bad, but... But Rookie of the Year as well, it comes down to situation.
And minutes as well. So if he's got...
He's
got Booker to share with. He's got...
Mikal Bridges.
Yeah. Chandler's still
But I mean, like, he doesn't need to score 20, does he? Like, Booker can do the scoring. He just needs to do the rebound. Like, if anything, as long as they do their job, they could work pretty well. But it depends on their egos and see what... Like, if he wants to come and drop 20 every game... That's going to take it out of Booker.
Yeah.
You know, Booker's automatic. So I just feel like if they can get the... I mean, they are around the same age, so I think they can work it. Like, if it was like... You're talking about Kevin... Like, you know, Kobe Bryant and this guy coming in, it just wouldn't work. But I think they can gel together if possible. Because that's still a young team, right?
Yeah,
the Suns are still a very young team.
Cool. So we've got... So that's our prediction. So Darby was Ayton.
Yeah.
Mine was Sexton. And Will was Bagley Jr. So we'll move on to free agency talk. So this is who's going to go where, and I have no idea who's going where. So, gentlemen, enlighten me. First question, where's LeBron going? Let's go into that for the next half an hour. Because that's how long it's going to take us to talk about it.
Well, I'll say this. I'll go first, and I'll talk about Kawhi. And I think if Kawhi stays, I mean, if LeBron goes to San Antonio, that's the only way Kawhi stays.
Yeah, 100%. But will he go to San Antonio? That's the thing.
If LeBron goes to San Antonio, I don't see him going to San Antonio. Like,
Have to give up too much for him. That's the thing.
Yeah, but he's at that point where he doesn't care about anything like that. He wants to get a ring. And the only place I see him getting it is Houston.
Yeah.
But that's the only team that's
they lose ready. A fair bit, though. That's the thing.
They'd have to gut the whole
they
roster.
They lose pretty much all of who they are, which is Gordon, PJ Tucker, Clint Capella. They lose all of them. I saw the trade scenario.
But Golden State did the same thing to get Kevin Durant. Like, I mean, they didn't lose a lot.
But there's
a big
difference between
Capella,
LeBron James,
Eric Gordon. Yeah, yeah.
This is LeBron James.
Yeah.
Like, I would clean my whole roster if I have to get him.
Yeah, but when you look at the fit of Golden State,
Kevin Durant suits him. He suits exactly.
That's a whole look.
Clay will put up 60 points on 11 dribbles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he wants to.
Yeah. How many dribbles is LeBron, Harden, and Chris Paul gonna take, you know, with one ball?
But Chris Paul and LeBron are very close mates.
Yeah.
I think they can work
out. I think that's the only thing that's putting into Houston.
But I just feel like that's the best fit. Like, I think they can make it work one way or the other. Like, I feel like if Chris Paul gets injured, they can still get their 60 wins easy.
Yeah.
Right. I think
with LeBron?
Feel like they just need to be playoff ready and that's it. But every other, like San Antonio, I just don't see that. I never saw that happening ever.
But it would be good.
No.
You don't think?
I don't think so. I don't think San Antonio fans would want that. Like, honestly, I don't think San Antonio fans would actually want LeBron there.
But if they can keep Kawhi for it, then why not?
I think it's a perfect fit.
Oh, so
that will be.
I actually
LeBron's,
think that's his best fit.
I think that will be LeBron's Pippen.
I just don't like. See, that's the thing. Like, I know people prefer that. I just know if you want to win the championship, that's not gonna work.
I think
it'll get you to the
finals.
Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
But you still can't beat Golden State.
Yeah, no. I think he can beat Golden State anyway.
Mm.
And that's the sad part. Is there's no way he can.
I think his best chance is at the Spurs.
Yeah.
Because
or Houston.
Spurs because Dan and Tony, he's just gonna say we need to score 160 points.
Yeah.
Whereas Popovich will make LeBron get back on defense and stop sleeping on defense.
Yeah, which he has been doing.
But I'm telling you, man,
he did all fun.
I love Dan Tony as a coach. Like, he's got a different system and it didn't work in LA. Like, he tried.
He didn't have the players.
But his system I've always been a fan of. Like, I just it worked really well in Houston.
He's got all swingmen and one shot blocker. That's all you need.
I was pretty impressed by him. And like I said, at one point I was like, man, I think Houston might just take it.
Well, they should have. Let's be honest, they probably should have.
But I think LeBron, if he's at that point where he wants to chase the ghost, he has to go
to Houston.
Cleveland, he'll make the finals in the East no matter what.
Yep.
Like with even Sexton, if you're saying he's that good,
yep.
If you think he's that good, stay in the East and
just
have an easy ride to the finals.
Yeah, and then
like that's what I don't get. Like I mean, this is where he had a bit of a tough ride, right? And he got exhausted by the finals. But every other year, he hasn't really had that hard of a run.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now Boston's got like a little super team going on. It won't be easy. No way. Boston without Kyrie and Gordon took him to 7.
I still don't take him seriously though.
I actually wanted to see Kawhi go to Cleveland. I wanted to see LeBron and Kawhi go up against those wings there in Boston. I think that'd be a matchup exciting to watch in the
East, because there's nothing really finals to watch in the East now, is there?
Yeah, true. I mean, apart from Philly, Raptors was disappointing, right? Like
Raptors always spewing themselves coming.
Yeah, they're rubbish. They're rubbish.
Like I really thought this year, like John Wall and like you know Washington was gonna take the next step, but nah.
They went backwards. Yeah. Raptors went backwards in the playoffs. The only teams that kind of went well in the East in the playoffs was Boston and Cleveland, and that's pretty much
Boston to get where they got to
with who they had.
Yeah, I mean, that's very impressive. Like
yeah, well a rookie was leading them. A sophomore.
Jason Tatum, I watched him in summer league and I was like, man, Lakers made a big mistake letting him go. Like if we had the chance to choose him over Lonzo,
yeah,
I 100% would choose him.
You know, the problem there was we were sold on Ingram.
Yeah.
And that was the dumb mistake. So we could have taken.
But Jason Tatum. I saw him in some and he's the first player in a very long time. I was like, this guy, he's got special potential.
Yeah.
He's
special. That's why I think
if you look back on history in the draft, there's always a massive mistake in the first four picks.
Yeah. It's
always.
Because he's under so much pressure. Yeah. Like, you know.
And like, you know, people fall in love with, you know, with workouts against a chair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I don't know.
All right. So last question for free agency. Can anyone here realistically see a trio forming at the Lakers? I'm a Lakers fan and I'm very optimistic about it. I think we'll struggle to get one, if not three. I've spoken to Will a lot. He thinks we'll get two. I don't even think we'll get two. I think we'll struggle to get one.
They have the money for two outright. And then I think they can go trade. They can trade for one.
Yeah. I just don't think.
Look, I think the organization.
Who wants to come to Lakers?
I think the problem is the organization's not the same. Like, it's not enticing enough. Like, where you see Golden State. Like, Spurs was the organization.
Yeah.
Right? Where everyone's winning. Like, man, I want to be like this, where players want to come to this system, right?
Yeah.
Golden State is that organization now.
At the moment, yeah.
Right? And it's all because, I think, Jerry West went there. He even was ready to give up his position because they were going to trade Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
Things like that is when you're like, okay, man, like these guys really want a team and they want to win. It's not about making money. It's not about rebuilding. It's not about draft picks and stuff like that. Yeah. The Lakers normally don't rebuild. They just reload.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the frustrating thing where Luke Walton's a great coach. Great coach. But we're not used to rebuilding, man.
Yeah.
They've never had to. Because they've just been a glamorous market everyone wants to live on the West Coast come to the Lakers. You know,
that's it.
It doesn't get much bigger than the Lakers.
You know, but that's the frustrating thing. After the last, 6-7 years now,
we've been trash.
Yeah.
It's been hard to follow.
It's tough. And it's painful to watch Kobe go out like that. Like, you know, without any help or whatnot.
But we stay loyal, don't we, Davi?
We do. Mate. No matter what. LA. Los Angeles Warriors, man. Los Angeles Warriors.
So, we'll just give one quick answer and then we'll just move on to the next segment. So, Will, where does Kawhi go?
Stays at the Spurs.
I think they can convince him to stay what they did with LaMarcus last year.
What, like as in stay this year only and then become free agency next
I reckon they can get him long term and they just treat him.
They're the only ones who can give him that 5-year.
Yeah.
Do you think he wants the money though? The car he drives, I don't think he's worried about the money.
Yeah.
I think the money phases him, man.
I don't think the money phases him, but I think he knows that's where he belongs in a way.
Well, if you're Kawhi, are you going to accept going to somewhere
where
you're going to be?
I mean, if I'm a player, if I'm a basketball player, man, and I'm in the playoffs, I'll do whatever it takes to play. Like, I mean, you watch Kobe. Yeah. Apparently, LeBron played with a broken hand. I still don't believe
it. Oh, let's not get into that.
Apparently, right?
That was rubbish.
But you know what I mean? Like, if I'm in the playoffs and you know how hard it is to come out of the West, you'll play.
Yeah.
I mean, even his teammates were like, this guy should be playing right now. Like, you know, and he chose not to play. So that says a lot, man. Like, I mean, I know Kawhi, as quiet as he is, if he doesn't feel comfortable doing something, he just won't do it. Like, that's just how he is. So it's hard to talk to someone like that when they've got their mind made up. If he
I was thinking, if he goes to the Lakers, watch him go to the Lakers and all of a sudden become Mr. Personality.
You reckon?
That would be the funniest thing.
It could shine on the
LA
big
changes you. I'm telling you. LA and the... And
well,
the
he's guy. An LA dude. And yeah. I mean, the type of dudes that have always been at the Spurs, I mean, their culture has always been, you don't humble. Say anything without clearing.
Yeah. There's a lot of discipline. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of discipline.
I would laugh if he was to come out to LA and all just of became he's Mr.
just a showboater. Yeah, just a massive showboater.
LA is a lot of distraction.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
You're playing under Duncan, Parker, Ginobili.
Yeah.
And you're playing with a lot of old cats when you get to the Spurs. So it's like,
you got
to
kind of humble. Yeah, put your head down.
Yeah.
But maybe he doesn't have... See, that's the problem. Like, when he had Duncan and let's say if Robinson was there, but Duncan was mainly there, he kind of had someone to look up to and listen to. And there was a higher power talking down to him and like keeping him in check. I feel like right now he doesn't have that same respect for Aldridge or anyone.
Who would? He's rubbish.
There you go. So I think that's the reason why the team is just not gelling right now. Like he's obviously... He needs like a Duncan or someone like that.
All right, so in one word, where does he go?
Oh, I definitely Lakers. I see him going Lakers. I there's no doubt about it.
Okay, like, so one word, where does LeBron go?
Spurs.
I say he stays at Cleveland.
I'd say Houston. Yeah, I can't picture him in the West though, man.
No, he's like, too
if
scared.
I had to choose one,
he's too
I'd
scared.
Say Houston,
let's move on from that
but
one.
I can't picture him in the West.
Yeah, I don't think he'll go.
I don't think he wants.
He's going to be the only one who didn't. Who like the only generational guy who didn't?
I like how you say generational guy.
Well, I mean, like
saves him from everything.
I'm saying Jordan, Kobe, and now LeBron. I mean, Jordan and Kobe got to play for the best coaches of that era, didn't they?
Yeah, 100%.
And I'm saying LeBron is the only one
to go play for his one.
The only one to play for him yet.
Okay, so Chris Paul, Paul George. Chris Paul stays, I think. Everyone agrees?
Oh, yeah.
Chris Paul stays.
Paul George, where does he go?
I think he stays.
I think it all depends
on LeBron. But I think he's the dropping... He's the...
I think it all depends on LeBron.
He's the changing point for me. If he goes... If he commits to somewhere, then LeBron will kind of work around him.
Yeah.
I think they're talking.
Oh, 100%.
I think they're talking.
He's already come out on TMZ saying he wants to play with LeBron. And the only place they can play straight away is the Lakers.
LA.
Lakers have the money, and I think this year they really should splash out.
We've been waiting for 3, 4, 5 years.
They've got the
right. They keep saying every year next summer.
Yeah, and I think like even if they need to like get rid of, I mean I don't want to say this, but like even if they like they need to use Kuzma, Ingram, all these guys to get these players, this is the right time to do it.
Like, just on that, as a Laker fan, the only one I'm not touching is Kuzma. I don't care about the rest. Get rid of the rest if you need to. He's the best out of those four.
Kuzma's the best
out of those four.
And ready to contribute.
Yeah.
He might not have the highest ceiling.
I'm a little worried about Kuzma. I think like the LA distraction gets to his head.
Yeah,
I
it does. So. Why, he got copped shots from his point guard?
Well, I mean, that as well. But I do think like for a young player in LA is not the best fit because of the amount of distraction.
But I think he's the type of guy who thrives over it. That's the scary part. He doesn't look like it fazes him at all.
Yeah, but like I would still probably take Ingram because he plays hard every minute of
Ingram's been the same size for like four
he has
five
so
years.
He,
no, that's fine.
He's got but the I, biggest ceiling out of the three, but he's just too slow for me. It's not happening. And especially if you're gonna get LeBron
and Paul
George.
You think he's slow in a Luke Walton system? Because Luke Walton's system is like
His progression is slow. Not his speed.
Okay.
His progression is killing me. I can't wait too much. Like we've had 2 years and
I think if they keep Ingram and they get LeBron there, LeBron can make any player good.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I saw Ingram come back to Summer League, was it last year?
Yep.
Before he got injured?
Yep.
And he just lit on fire. I was like, this guy's taking... This is it. He's taking the lead.
Kuzma's got the perfect height. Like, if he gets his jump...
He's got the perfect game.
Like, his jump shots and stuff.
Yeah.
Sean Livingston, right? I rate him really high. I think he's got the sweetest jumper in the game. Like,
only in the key though.
Still, he's got nothing outside of the key. I still think he's got the sweetest jumper in the game. Like, because Jordan used to do that in the key, right?
Yeah. Just pulling, popping.
Like, and he's got the height for it, and it's so sweet. Like watching it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think Kuzma's got that potential, but he just needs to work on his game, like his entire game.
Yeah.
But last year, I mean, he showed us.
All right, let's move on. Just quickly on that, the Lakers were one pick away from Ben Simmons, and we were two picks away from Karl-Anthony Towns. So let that sink in and bury you, because that buries me every year. We were 3 picks away from potentially a good duo.
But what is
And that? Who did we get? D'Angelo Russell and Brandon Ingram. Killing me. Anyway,
we'll you shouldn't on. Feel too bad.
What? Who else? No one flopped as bad as that.
But like, you look at the...
Oh, wait. Cleveland got Anthony Bennett.
I mean, you look at the Wolves. They only just made the playoffs this year, and they had to go get Butler.
You know, Jamal Crawford,
Jeff Teague, and all these old guys, because young guys don't win, you know? Yeah, that's just true. How it is.
But Kat is a beast. I would have loved to have Kat over D'Angelo Russell.
And oh, yeah.
But we'll move on from the free agency.
Actually, you're right.
Yeah, we'll move on from free agency. So this is Shoot Your Shot.
Shoot the J. Shoot it!
So for today's Shoot Your Shot, I've got the guys to pick their own All-NBA teams. So there's three teams of the pretty much the 15 best players in the league. So here are the current ones that got selected by, I think it's Associated Press. So
oh, I can see the current ones.
The first team All-NBA this year was Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Damian Lillard, and James Harden. Second team was LaMarcus Aldridge, Giannis, Joel Embiid, DeMar DeRozan, and Russ Westbrook. And the third team was Jimmy Butler, Paul George, Karl-Anthony Towns, Victor Oladipo, and Steph Curry. So we'll go from Will. So what we'll do is we'll go 3-2-1. So Will, give us your third team.
My third team was Paul George, Curry, Butler, Cat, and DeRozan. So I just dropped DeRozan from second team down to 13.
Okay. So my third team was, I brought in Ben Simmons because I thought he got snubbed. Karl-Anthony Towns, Steph, Jimmy Butler, and I brought up Nikola Jokic because I thought he was amazing this year.
My third was, yeah, Karl-Anthony Towns, Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard?
I thought so.
Eight games? Well, how many games did he play?
I still think he's like, you know, Paul George, Westbrook. Hey, I'm missing one. Lillard was there.
So you dropped Lillard from first to third?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, you should see my first. Okay. You'll love my first team.
Why, is it just the Warriors?
Yeah, I was about to say, holy, we are in for a
what, Zaza?
Fire session.
JaVale McGee?
All right, so, the microphone
underestimate JaVale McGee, man. Two out of two for him, right? Brother.
So we'll go
what's
your...
What's his record and what's LeBron's record? Yeah. Come on, man.
Well, Will, what's your second team?
So I had Lillard, Oladipo, Giannis, Embiid, and Aldridge.
Cool. So I had pretty much the same side. Giannis, Embiid, I had DeMar DeRozan. I moved Oladipo up, and Dame. I dropped Dame from 1 to 2.
Yeah, so...
Damn.
So who did you go, Darby?
Oh, man. I had Kyrie. I had James Harden. I had LeBron.
James Harden in the second team?
I had Kyrie. Man, my expectations are like, you know... Dude. Come on, man. I'm talking brother. About championship mentality.
This is seriously going to be a Golden State All-Five first team.
Like, if I hear JaVale McGee, I'm kicking you off.
I had Embiid, Giannis, LeBron, James Harden. I had LeBron in the second team. This was a tough decision for me, man. Like, it was
I guarantee
real
all
hard
the comments
LeBron.
From this podcast
like,
are coming after
you,
brother.
James Harden, I had Kyrie Irving. I thought that was but like it was tough.
Okay, we're going to start with you for your first team. Who's your first team?
Two.
First team, give me your first team now.
At DJ DeVee Sydney.
Street focus.
Everyone rip him. Alright, give me your first team.
Alright, like, look.
Come on, mate, just tell me.
Just love my Steph, Clay, KD, Anthony Davis, and Draymond Green.
That's not... Draymond Green's probably the only one you can cut out there, but it's not too bad. That's not as bad as I thought.
Draymond...
Is that you trying to predict the future?
Yeah,
that,
I think that's dropping some...
I honestly think Klay Thompson is... Like, he doesn't get the respect that...
No, he doesn't. Yeah, I agree.
I would...
Great defender.
Yeah.
Like, that's why like I put him on first team. But Steph, dude's amazing.
All right, so I'll go my... So my first team, I pretty much kept the same. I just moved...
Oh, you put the Warriors as well?
No, original one. I just moved Dame for Russie. So I got KD, AD, LeBron, Harden, and I brought Russie up because I think he's still a beast.
I got the exact same.
He's look, average a triple-double.
That was like the most quiet thing
and
he
said. They did nothing about it.
Look, I'll be honest, it wasn't easy, right? But when
it doesn't sound like easy.
It's pretty easy to me.
I was about to say, look, when you win 3 out of 4 championships, man, you just got to put them as a first team. Like, cool. It is what it is, man.
I agree there.
Yeah, numbers don't lie. Like, I'm just...
Right, Draymond's numbers.
I mean, I had McGee up there, but I crossed him out.
Draymond's numbers says he's never committed a foul.
Come on, man. Come on, he's
brother.
He'll always like denied that he committed the foul.
He's the best glue man in the league.
Yeah, nah, 100%.
100% best glue man. And then I think Stephen Adams is the second best.
Yeah. Oh, look, Stephen Adams come a long way.
He's a beast, bro.
He's come a long way.
Anyway, so we'll move on. So that's Shoot Your Shot for this week. So this is the segment I haven't taught the boys about, so you can put your notes away, brothers. It's time for one gotta go. So this is one gotta go. So the part of this is I give you four things and you've got to get rid of one. And pretty much it'll be the four best things in that particular category and you've got to get rid of one. So today's one is dynasties. Cool?
Yeah.
80s Lakers, Showtime Lakers is one. Second one is the 90s Bulls, Jordan 3-peat. The third one is Kobe Shaq Lakers 2000s. And the fourth dynasty is the current Golden State Warriors.
Oh, wow.
So one has to go out of that.
Well, it's got to be the Warriors for now. Until they three-peat next year. Then they can come back in and drop someone out. Because
obviously, dynasty is considered three in a row. They won three out of four. But I added them in because I think they're in that conversation now. As a dynasty.
For sure. Especially from the West, I mean.
Yeah.
So, out of those four, one's got to go. I'll start mine because I had more time to think about it because I didn't tell you guys.
This is a tough one, man.
This hurts me because it's why I started going for the Lakers, but I'm getting rid of Kobe and Shaq.
Oh.
Kobe and Shaq Lakers. Out of those three. Out of four, sorry. You can't get rid of the Showtime because they pretty much changed the way basketball was played.
Yeah.
The Bulls won six in, 8 years?
Yeah.
Can't stop that. The Lakers, if you look at the Kobe Shaq Lakers team, they played Reggie Miller, Allen Iverson, and Jason Kidd, who had pretty weak teams.
Yeah.
So, and that hurts.
Now that you say that, I think
that hurts.
It's got to be.
Because that was my favorite team ever. And I think that the year they played Philly in the second championship when they had that 12-1 finals, we went to win the chip. Yeah, yeah. That hurts, but one got to go for me is Kobe Shaq Lakers.
And now they say that, I think it's got to be them too, because they did underachieve too.
Yeah, they should have won. They were together for 7 years. They should have at least won four. They should have beat the Pistons that year.
And because to me,
that Pistons team was a good team though.
100%. It was all chemistry.
But to me, Shaq is the best center.
Yeah.
To me,
most dominant. Yeah, for sure. No one could
like. But and so, I just think they underachieved. But when you put them,
it's still tough, man.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No doubt.
To have that focus, to have that drive to go three in a row.
Yeah.
That's tough.
So, okay, yeah, well, you think about it. There's only one every year.
Will's gone Kobe and Shaq.
Yeah.
Darby, one's going to go, mate.
I probably have to say the Warriors because.
What?
No, I would have to because the thing is, I mean, we all knew with the team they had, the expectations were there to win it all. Right, so it's like you already know that they were supposed to win though. I mean, like, it wasn't easy, but I would still take the three-peat over the Warriors because the three-peat is tough, man.
Yeah,
like to do it like that, I think it's tough. So I for now, I'd probably take out the Warriors because I think these guys laid the groundwork, laid the platform for these things to happen, like dynasties.
So we're pretty much saying the first two are untouchable. 80s Lakers, 90s Bulls, untouchable.
For sure.
I mean, the Bulls with the between Kobe and Shaq and Warriors.
Yeah, I'd have to take the Warriors out for now, and it breaks my heart. But, you know, it does break my heart.
I might end up being.
That's my
2 years,
team, right? That's
in
my
2 years, team.
All NBA first
in
team.
In 2 years' time, they'll be in there, 100%. They're going to win two more.
Yeah.
They'll win two more. And then I think money will become a factor.
I would.
For Draymond.
Yeah, and his teeth.
He's
got the whitest teeth ever. Was it because he's black?
But I still
he's
think
he's got too many teeth.
Yeah, he's got.
I mean, if they're already taking pay cuts as it is now,
and they can keep doing it.
I think so. I think they enjoy winning. Clay does
for sure. You think?
I actually think. If you look on the outside, how excited they get.
If you look on the outside, Clay looks like he's real depressed and doesn't like it. He loves it.
He loves it.
Yeah, he loves
it. I think that genuinely enjoy winning the games like the old school days. Like, there's no ego there. If you want to take the last shot, you take the last shot.
Yeah.
You know, live and die with that. So. I think
to the Warriors for you.
Unfortunately, only this, like, that's a tough question.
Yeah.
That's a loaded question.
Yeah.
So
that's why I didn't want to tell you, so you could just kind of give it off the top of your head. Yeah. So I've gone Kobe and Shaq. Will, you've gone Kobe and Shaq. Darby, you've gone the current Warriors.
Yeah.
I was going to throw the Heatles in there, but they were rubbish. What are they with? Two out of four?
Yeah.
No. That's not a dynasty. Sorry, LeBron.
I mean,
the Heatles.
You had to, like, Ray Allen saved them, right? If anything.
Yeah.
So,
that was so bad.
Like, they had to.
That was so bad that game.
Confetti nearly down and everything.
Yeah, they had the trophy. The trophy was down courtside.
I'll never forget that, man. That was in Wagga Wagga. Streaming that game because they didn't know what NBA was over there.
All right, guys. So, roundup question. Who is the GOAT and why?
Will will take the floor.
Will.
Jordan. Hands down. Not
really?
Even close.
Really? Yeah. I actually thought you were going to say LeBron.
Nah, it's Jordan.
LeBron with 3-6?
Hey,
no, I thought he was going to say
3-6. It's still in the finals.
And it doesn't define you, yeah. I don't think.
I think he's still second.
It's 1A, 1B.
Yeah. But, nah. Jordan is one.
So but do you think your conversation would have been, or your answer would have been different had he won this year?
Yes, easy.
Yeah. If
that's
he had
what I'm saying, but like that's not fair to Jordan, right? Because Jordan like had what the six?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, six, yeah, but he had Pippen.
Yeah, I mean, look, are you gonna tell me LeBron never had any help?
Yeah, but I'm saying like if you compare Pippen to Love.
Hey, Love is a great player. If he you is. Use him properly.
Yeah, but you can't compare.
No, you can't. You can't. But I'm just saying, just like you were saying, the player of your generation things. Things have evolved and changed.
Yes.
You don't need that Jordan Pippen thing.
But look what happened. Look what happened right in the middle of Jordan. Right in the middle of LeBron's prime, the 3-point becomes.
Yeah.
When all this analytics comes in.
Yeah, and he can't adapt, which is sad.
Yeah, because even at the end of Kobe's career, it came out that mid-range fadeaways were like the worst shot you could take.
Yeah.
You know,
it was either inside or outside.
Yeah,
literally.
And that's inside how, the key or outside. He made his living on the block pretty much, you know.
So he got out at the right time, whereas LeBron's kind of transitioned into this new era.
LeBron came in at that power game.
Yeah, and now
it transitions into the finesse 3-point game.
But if LeBron didn't make it to as many finals, I'd probably be like, all right, that transition costed him that. But to make it to the finals, it obviously means something is working for him. Like, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, he's made it to, what, 8 in a row?
Yeah, 8 in a row.
Right?
Yeah.
9 all up.
Whatever the transition is within that time, it clearly hasn't affected him because he's in the East. It's an easier conference. Yeah. And he's made, like, so I know what you're saying about but the thing is, Kobe was at one point carrying the whole team by himself. I mean,
but he never made it to the finals, that's the thing. When he was carried? Yeah.
It's the West. I mean, dude, in the West, you make the playoffs and you've done well. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, so I'm the biggest LeBron hater, but had he won this year, I would have been very tempted to go over Jordan. Even though he would have been, four and five?
I don't think that'll ever come around, man.
Only because of the team he had against the team he was going against.
LeBron fans would say that.
Yeah, he's quickly. A LeBron fan.
You're a LeBron fan, yeah.
I know that from way back. Like, I mean, nothing's changed. Like, he's a LeBron fan, and like that's fine. But I'm just saying, like, even if he won this year...
it would have been tempting though. It would have tempted you.
This is Jordan we're talking about, man.
Yeah, but he would have never. Jordan never played a team like the Warriors.
This is the greatest team ever assembled.
Yeah. Yeah. Greatest team ever assembled.
And you look on the other spectrum. You got J.R. Smith, George Hill, all these bombs. But look,
J.R. was there when they won championship. Yeah, Kevin Love was there when they won championship. Tristan Thompson was there.
Yeah, but then they also had a guy named Kyrie Irving.
They had a pretty decent team halfway throughout the season, and then they just.
Just revamped. They went.
Like,
yeah.
That team is what you needed for the playoffs. That's why I don't understand.
Who
why
the first one?
The first
like
one.
IT and all that. Dwayne Wade and all that.
Yeah, I think for the playoffs that would have come in better. Like
I think he's right.
I think for the playoffs that's what you needed.
Yeah,
this is my hot take on the NBA. Is what they're doing right now is totally completely wrong. Is what they're trying to do is build to match the Warriors.
Yeah.
They're trying to build these fast teams. Whereas if you look. You know, back at the playoffs, every single year the game slows down.
Yeah.
All the time. You know, like even the Rockets, you think that they're fast, they're only like middle of the pack this year.
They just happen to do what the Warriors do at a slower pace.
Yeah. So, I mean, and every time the playoffs come around, it always goes into half court basketball, which is why the Grizzlies, Utah, and all that always give Warriors problems because they still play two traditional bigs and they play slow. Drain the clock and like, you know, D up hard.
Yeah.
Even a team like Denver. Going to play in Denver.
High altitude.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, you can't bet against him because Denver ends up winning games at home against big teams, and it's just
because they have, like, Jokic on the block, and then they got
Millsap. Yeah.
You know, they...
Jamal Murray.
And they play everyone-eats type of basketball, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they keep the ball moving.
Yeah.
Open guy takes a shot, like Golden State, except Golden State are, like... On steroids.
They finessed it.
You know, they're the best team.
I just think they make the most of their shots as well. Like, you know, I feel like there's a lot of teams, you give them open shots and they can't get it in. They don't have sharp shooters. Like, you know, the way they shut down Korver in the finals, like, I was surprised that they focused more on Korver in the finals than anyone else.
Yeah, literally.
Like, they literally shut him down. Yeah.
Well, they had to.
That's the thing.
He gets hot.
You know, I could have thought of a few other players before him that I would try and focus on first.
Yeah.
You know? But
it worked.
It worked, clearly. Yeah. Like, that's the extent they went to. So, they need sharp shooters like that.
Yeah. And so, we'll go back to the question. So, you've gone Jordan?
Jordan, yeah.
I'm going Jordan, you're going Jordan. So, here's the thing. Here's who gets missed in all of this. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, look.
Six MVPs, six championships. He's got the most points in the whole NBA. Everyone skips on him massively. So if Jordan is 1A, LeBron's 1B, Kareem is 2, right behind him.
Who Kareem play though?
Yeah, I just think Jordan had it tough, man. Like,
he did, 100%.
I mean that.
But
that
he never beat the bad boy Pistons.
And, well, yeah, until he got help.
I mean, he got banged up. Like, yeah. I mean, you know, and it wasn't just that. It was like a lot of teams in the East were dirty back then, man. Yeah. Like, you know.
Even Reggie in his days, he was dirty.
Like, you know, so, like Indiana Pacers, like Davis brothers and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were just there to literally take you down.
But then, you know the team, you know, Houston went back-to-back when he retired.
Mm.
Do you think Jordan's Bulls could have beat that Houston team?
Look, Jordan was on that.
Like, Horry, Hakeem, Kenny Smith.
Horry,
I don't think so.
Mad Max, Vernon Maxwell.
Look, Jordan, he made things happen, man. Like, I mean, he had a good team there. Like,
good coach.
I think with the chemistry, he would have been fine. Like,
because everyone says those two Houston championships would default because the best player wasn't playing. But I reckon they could have won.
They still won like almost 60 games.
I still think they could have won one of them against Jordan, maybe.
You're probably right. But, yeah, I mean, like...
So we're all going Jordan?
Yeah, I think
Jordan.
For now.
Sure, yeah.
We'll come back in 2 years and see what we think.
What would change it?
Steph Curry. No, Steph Curry.
Well, I mean, I think the record is that, he's 3-1 now.
Steph? Mm. Yeah, well, all of that team, except, KD's
2-1. He's going to blow the 3-1 lead.
What's KD?
There's no more 3-1 jokes,
KD is 2-1.
KD's 2-1. You lost to Oklahoma. So we're all going...
2 years from now, KD will be in a conversation, man.
What, with 3 or 4?
4.
You think so?
They'll go.
You think they're literally going to win 2 more straight?
Yes. 100%. Easy. Take this and take it to the bank.
I don't think that's really...
They're going to.
Like, I honestly think, I mean...
Oh, well, you thought this year was hard.
Look...
It was harder.
I'll be the first to admit, man, if Chris Paul was there was no way we were going to the finals.
Yeah.
No way. Like, the way they shook us up in that... Like, to win... I think they won games... At Golden State as well.
They won third one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The third one
so
and...
They did the same thing in the earlier round as well.
Yeah.
So they were quite capable of...
Yeah, they were.
You know, closing out games and stuff. And
I don't think it was Chris Paul's overall play. I think it was just his leadership they missed.
And just his presence on the ball.
His defense too, though.
Yeah.
And this is exactly why Steph Curry without the ball is more valuable. I mean, this is weird as it sounds.
Yeah.
Even while he's on the floor and without the ball, he still creates a problem for everyone.
Yeah, 100%. Because everyone's just too scared to let him shoot.
Just the spacing.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah, because... You see him give the ball up and then
you just see him run somewhere and then someone just does
like, and that's the thing, like Reggie Miller used to do that so well.
Yeah.
Ray Allen, amazing at it.
Yep.
And Richard Hamilton, Pistons.
He was the best without the ball, Rip Hamilton, in my opinion.
And it was so painful because, you know what, Reggie Miller was my all-time favorite player, right? And watching them against the Pistons...
They both did the exact same thing.
Taste of his own medicine.
Yeah.
You know,
the thing is, Steph is like that, but he adds in the dribbling aspect, which is the difference between him and
him. Yeah, I mean, look,
He's got handles
in the last 2 years. The way he took LeBron to the rim, I think the
last finals. Last finals.
Man.
Cool. So that's the roundup. So we've all gone Jordan.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Without.
All right.
But respect to Kareem as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, 100%. Any last thoughts, brothers? No respect to Kareem?
No, yeah. No respect.
See, this is what happens.
Don't at me.
See, the new generation. This is the new generation.
Oh,
no
man.
Respect.
I don't be adding.
This is the LeBron James
at DJ.da.v.
Yeah.
Quick prediction on our teams this year.
All right.
Well, just scenario right now. Like, if you had to choose today without even... Because right now, see, Arisa might be coming to Golden State.
Are we picking a record or? What will come?
It's just like a... Nah, yeah.
Oh, we're going to suck. We're going to suck. We'll come 10th. Lakers.
Okay.
You're going to come first. You'll be around the same as us, I say.
Well, we came second last year. This year. So, I don't really think we... Like, we...
Every time you say we, I just want to slap you in the face. Traitor.
I'm just a team player, man. I'm just a team player. So when I go for the Lakers, I go for Warriors as well. Because it's all about a team, man.
Pacific Division rivals. Anyway, all good. Thank you very much, lads, for coming on. Darby, you want to plug?
Yeah, focus? Where is it? Shop 728-729 Park Lee. Every weekend. All the, like, we've got NBA jerseys, apparel, clothing, CDs, music. And we'll definitely see Will and Willie over there as well.
100%.
Yes, sir.
So if you want jerseys, hit up Darby's store. So just again, we want to thank our sponsors, Cooper Brothers Clothing. If you want to visit their social media sites, they'll be linked with this post. And remember to use the 20% discount they have on offer only for this podcast. Thanks, guys, for listening. And look out for the next podcast when it comes out. Cheers.